Wisconsin has one of the highest rates in the country of pregnant women who smoke. A pilot program called First Breath has been helping expectant mothers in 11 counties kick the habit. The effort is a Wisconsin Women's Health Foundation program. Former First Lady Sue Ann Thompson is the foundation president. She says a majority of First Breath participants have quit or significantly cut down their smoking. That helps the women, she says, and their families.
Think of less smoke that the whole family is inhaling just by even one quitting is substantial and will make a difference in their life.
Babies of women who smoke have a higher risk of premature birth, sudden infant death syndrome, and lower birth weight. A new report finds nearly half of the women in Wisconsin continue to smoke even after they learn they're pregnant. However, more of them say they're trying to stop smoking during their pregnancy. Dr. Michael Fiore is the director of the University of Wisconsin Center for Tobacco Research and Intervention. His message for pregnant smokers is, there's help available.
You've got a chronic disease. You deserve help. You need to do your part, but the medical system can help you. If you want to have the best pregnancy for yourself and your baby, quitting smoking is the most important thing you could do.
The First Breath program will eventually expand to all Wisconsin counties beginning in January. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.